hang up.
The Garland Bay, this is your palace.
Oh.
This is not.
This is the only thing with a sweater.
Yes.
There's no second place.
No, there isn't. Yes, these are your builders here. Bhagwan Ananda Prabhu has done the design.
Oh. Hey there.
And Atmavu Prabhu is the chief construction man. Atmavu.
Oh, all our men.
All our men. Your car will come in here. Mm. You get out and you come right in.
And this is the hall?
This will be a little hall, and that is the worship room. Where you can put your Vyasasan in there and you can lecture there. Or we can worship you always there. But this dome will go up another 12 feet, and 4 feet from the top there is this lotus flower starts, and this is just one little sample of the kind of casting that will finish it. Mm. It'll all be done now with smooth plaster. This dome here is being done like this dome. It's covered with cement. And then where you see these arches are being poured, there'll be colored glass windows, stained glass windows.
To enter that temple, you have to go through here. Yeah.
To enter the deity room, you go through is from the kitchen.
No, generally, people will go from this side to see the deity.
No, they will see just from out here.
So all these walls closed, there's no window.
There's no window.
Only one window.
Four windows on the up.
Ventilation? No ventilation.
There will be artificial ventilation, fan.
Oh. Natural ventilation is privated.
Well, these windows can open. Air that way.
This will be open like this?
Yes.
These are rooms?
Yes, these will be servants' quarters on this side.
This will be window?
Yes. This will be a kitchen.
There will be a garden here?
Yes. We're gradually clearing all this land. This was all wooded last year, and we're clearing now.
Very nice.
There's a very good view here, all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
These are your quarters here. This will be your study room. There'll be a wall there. This is your bedroom.
These are all marbles? No.
Yes, this is all marble. The devotees, you see how the marble is all inlaid on the pieces there. They've done that. And then there'll be a dressing room and a bath.
That is dressing room?
Dressing room and bath.
Oh, that side?
That side.
Did framework will remain?
No, it'll be covered with plaster.
Then it will take that? No.
No, no.
It will remain.
Yeah. You have some question about this?
This iron is corroded. It will not happen.
It will be covered.
Covered, but now it is corroded.
I see what you're saying. Mm. There will also be, there's another door that goes in that wall there.
Mm.
Like this, for access to that side.
Mm. Yes, dharma satrati mahato bhaya. Little service in this connection, Krishna consciousness, can protect one from the greatest danger. Sarvam api yasya dharma.
You're so kind, you'll let us do it.
Hare Krishna. Krishna's desire. Right hand, right from Kitya.
In Ohio.
Oh.
About 60 miles from here.
From the seaside, sea beach? No.
No, they call it silica sand.
Oh.
I think it's made from glass.
Not glass. It is a kind of stone. A
kind of stone that they make.
Powder. Silica sand. They're like sandstone. The stone is other.
This is just the This is the first coat. This is not finished. Now in this dome, you see this is a
no, while constructing, filling up this what is called column in Bombay, they're putting air so that they make a solid stone. You have seen in Bombay?
Yes.
Big engineer. They're giving some pumping air.
Yes.
So that they, while the cement is filled up, it becomes solid.
They make, oh, vibrators.
We do that too.
Yeah.
We also do that.
Yeah.
Mixed.
You have got some machine?
Yes.
That makes solidified. Solid.
No voids.
No. Yeah. Mm. And I see that's a look at this. There is no vacancy. But everything is there, engineering.
Huh?
Engineering process is everything.
Yes. We'll take you down to the gray house down here. We'll show you a few more things, how it's being finished. This is just rough here.
What are these pipes?
That's for drainage. Like for when the water goes out in the sewer, it goes out into the field and drains.
You can utilize this water for fertilizer, drainage water.
Well, first of all, we have to satisfy the health department.
This wood has fuel so that gradually this jungle will be clear. Thank you very much.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
It's sand, yes. It is not from our property, but it's gotten locally.
comes out of the river.
Everything we had to purchase.
Huh? Yes.
It will be required.
For some time, anyway. While we are building so much, we need some help. We do not have sufficient manpower. No one is idle.
That is right. Krishna Maharaj, you like this?
It's very wonderful.
You are specially made?
Yes. Special for you. In New York City. And this is the kind of doors and the stained glass work is being done like this. This is the marble is being worked like this.
This is lead?
Yes.
Like the church. Who has done this painting?
That is, I think, from India. These fixtures are rose quartz. This is rose quartz.
And 24 karat gold.
Gold?
24 karat.
Oh, and that, the tried house, so much gold. That is also like this.
This is gold.
What are these?
This is sample of the handles.
Plumbing.
Like goes on the doors.
Is this gold as well? Brass?
Yeah. A little special.
But we are just sutras. We don't know how to do anything else.
Eggs. What for this marble?
That will go on the wall in the bathroom. This is Italian Cremo marble. Here's a picture of how the windows are being done in jolly work. This is being cast out of white cement.
Doing, yeah?
Yes. This is some of their casting that they've done. This goes on up to it on the ceiling.
Cornice.
Cornice, yes. And then around the top of the building, on the outside, there's a railing with these balusters.
This is made of cement?
This one is plaster. This was our first model. But the ones that will be used will be done out of cement. This is very light. Do you have your drawing of the outside?
Somebody's staying here?
Yes. Bhagavananda and a couple of the other construction members stay here. Thank you. way it will look when it is finished with the balusters and the brackets supporting the sunshade. Mm. The arch is a good thing.
And God is there within the heart. He will do like this. Buddhi-yogam dadamitam jena-vāma-pijānti. If one is sincere to serve the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. He will give intention. Do like this. Tesāmi-vāma-kampārtham aham-apyāna-dhan-pāvā dātanyāti. It's a special favor of God. Even if he is not aware of anything in engineering, he will give instruction, do labor. So there is no scarcity of instruction if one is sincere. Thank you. I came to your country for preaching this. I had no idea how to do it. But things have been modern. People are surprised how within 30, so many 30 years, this world movement has sprung. But I had no idea how to do it.
Seeing your palace here is almost like seeing the Krishna Balaram temple for the first time.
Yes. And the one that is there is no temple. So then in this quarter, there is no such building. Many people will come to see it.
They already do, Prabhupada.
Yes, I can understand.
Many people come by every week to see what progress has been made. And everybody who drives by, they stop.
Yeah, it is something wonderful in this part.
You can drive 50 miles away around here and they'll stop and ask you about how the palace going.
Living now. It is already going on as living now.
We're starting to clear all this now too.
This is that one?
Yes.
Oh.
It takes a long time to clear it though.
Never mind. Do slowly, that is pleasure.
Well, we could do it much faster if we didn't try to utilize the wood, but we want to utilize.
Yeah. Unnecessarily, we should not cut. When it is necessary for Krishna, then it can. This is also a living entity. We cannot kill them without any submission to it. This is our property?
Yes. No.
Oh. This side or
this side? Goes down to that road there.
All this land and this land. There is some graveyard.
Yes. Ride any further?
No. Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
Can be seen in one direction at least a couple of miles away. Several, no, three directions. That will go in the courtyard here, in the main temple, the assembly area. On those columns, this will go at the top.
Very nice. Thank you. This is plastic.
This is what they make the mold from. This one is in plaster. Mm. Now they'll cast more. Mm. Below that, they'll be faced with
like
marble.
Details.
Yes. After they're done with your palace, they're going to start on some deities. I think they would like permission to first start with your deity.
Kuloshekhar is here? Kuloshekhar?
Kuloshekhar, yeah. He's editing Brijbasi Spirit now. We'll put a wall around, and then all nice gardens inside.
Cement wall or?
I think a combination of masonry and fancy iron, so that people can see through.
Reinforced.
Yes, but also so they can see through at certain points.
Well,
usually there are devotees that stay there. Right now we're not having anybody stay there. Lord Jagannath stays there.
Oh. Yeah. In this house?
What is that?
No.
No, Jagannath stays in that house.
We did like this. Now it is very nice.
Very beautiful.
That one girl is taking care. She's doing very nice. You can sit down here.
Glad we find some more things. Come up this side. As soon as you sit down, everything looks complete.
Hmm. Hari Pradyumna Maharaj.
He's just inside. He's just inside the house. You'd like him to come out?
No. Kalika, you came before here? Yes.
6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was just that one small original family.
Now it is a big property. And when the palace will be ready, many people will come. Simply advertise. Come and see palaces in New Vrindavan. It will be a combination of Western and Eastern culture. The profit of the whole human society. So Vrindavan Chandra will come here? No. Vrindavan Chandra deity?
No.
His palace will be different.
His palace will be where the building is now. We're planning to move him, the new building next to the present temple, the four-story building.
Mm-hmm.
He will occupy the fourth floor for now. And then we will take down that old building and put up a nice big temple.
So why dismantle, construct another?
The building is not in such good condition.
No, that's all right. As soon as the new temple is, you move it. Or you want to dismantle it. So.
But the site is good.
Oh, yes, I see.
It will make a nice complex in relationship with the other buildings.
That is. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
We would like to install your murti in the in that.
Yesa Devi Paravakti, Yatha Devi, Yatha Guru. The Vedic secret is that Parabhakti, Yatha Devi, unto the Lord, similar to the Guru. There, to them, the whole thing becomes revealed automatically. Vedic knowledge is grasped not by erudite scholarship. Mundane scholarship has nothing to do. The secret is Yasya Devi Parabhakti, Yatha Devi Yatha Guru. My Guru Maharaj wanted that some books should be published. So I tried my best. So he is giving success more than expected. In the history, nobody has saw religions, philosophical books in such large quantity.
Or quality.
Huh?
Or quality.
No. This is all Guru Maharaj's blessing. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur is stressing on this point. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakha Chittete Koriya Oitka Arna Koriya Maniya. Simply execute that. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prapti Hoya Jaha Hoit. You'll get Krishna. Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shamsundra, Radha Ramanda, Gokulananda, and Radha Ramanda. The seventh, Gauriya Vaishnava. Then other Vaishnavas came, Ranganath, Ramanuja. Devotees from India, we import to develop these quarters. Will government allow?
I don't think there's as much problem from our government as from Indian government.
Huh?
Our problem has so far has been Indian government.
What is Indian? If somebody wants to go migrate in America, what Indian government?
Objection. They won't give them a passport.
No. Passport means coming, but he is going to domicile in the government. Cannot stay. If I want to go somewhere and live there.
You have to have passport.
Huh? Passport means if he wants to return.
No. In other words, in order to get visa from U.S., you have to present your passport.
Well, there are different kinds of visa. Immigration visa. Suppose if anyone wants to migrate in America, our society is here, we give guarantee. So then I think there will be no
difference. We can try.
Our society is here, and we give this man all guarantee of maintenance. So what is the objection? By law there is no objection. And if the immigration department allows, yes, you can come and leave. Then what is it? Immigration means that. Here, government should be satisfied that this man is coming. He will have no difficulty. Government gives permission.
Should be like that anyway.
Yes, that is the reason. Similarly, you can bring some men from India.
We would like that.
And they also will be very pleased. But Indians know so congested. If they get good, especially many East Bengalis who migrate in West Bengal for the troublesome conditions there, they will be very happy. You know? You can write to Gopal to inquire that we require, yeah, some Indians to come to help us.
Mysteries.
Huh?
Mysteries for construction?
Mystery, anyone, to develop this Krishna culture. So the society will give guarantee. Why not take permission? And they may not come back. They may decide.
I don't understand. That seemed to be the government's the Indian government's objection was that they wouldn't come back.
So they are disturbed with overpopulation.
It doesn't make any sense. But their objection was that they might not come back.
Well, that is good for you. Because you are harassed by overpopulation. You cannot feed them. Why you object? Let them go and live somewhere else peacefully, just like the Europeans came here. Originally in America, the Europeans came. Because it was over congested and they got Columbus found this land, you know, and they migrated. And still there is so much land. The Indians are hard workers. And they will develop very nicely. Just like these waters. If Indians should be allowed, they will come and make it very nice. In South America they have done. So many Indian cultivators they have done. In remote villages. Why? This cooperation should be. Everything belongs to God. Why? Class or community should be congested. It's like China, Japan, India, so much congested. What is this nonsense the United Nations doing? What they have done for the last 30 years? No liberal minded. Let them propose that wherever there is enough land and wherever there is overpopulation, let them go. And the government give them simply land and they let them work and be happy. Why not arrange our Krishna consciousness movement? Arrange between these two United Nations. Why a section of people is rotting in a place and devising some means how to fight with the others and get land? Why? There is no meaning. Ishavasamidam Chatmam. This is our philosophy. Everything belongs to God. And everyone is the son of God. The son of God has the right. Why they should be thrown together and live compulsorily in that rotten place? That in China, they're living on the sea. You know that?
Taiwan. Island, yes?
Everywhere. They have no place to live on the land.
Oh, I see. They build boats and live in the water.
Yes.
Especially if people are coming for agriculture.
Agriculture is the noblest profession. You give him some land, he cuts the woods, make cottages, the land is clear, now till it, keep cows and grow food grain. It
doesn't put any local man out of work.
Huh?
It doesn't put any local man out of work also.
Simple thing. And then, live comfortably, eat comfortably, chant for it. Comfortably does not mean satisfaction of the senses. Comfortably means we require primary necessities to eat something, to sleep somewhere, or have some sex. This is also bodily need, and to defend. That's all. These are the primary necessities that can be arranged anywhere. God has given all facilities. Grow your own food, eat, and live anywhere. Just this place was rough like that. Now it is handled nicely. It is very attractive. Nikale chikale ghar, sajale kojale bar. Any damp place, you cleanse it, it becomes home. And any nasty man who decorates him, he becomes a bridegroom.
Becomes a bridegroom.
Nikale chikale ghar, sajale kojale bar. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Let Krishna conscious movement give this sense to this rascal. They do not know how to adjust things. They simply plan their United Nations, but they do not know what is that plan. Yes, United Nations. First of all, why nation? Why manufacture nation and create trouble and again unite it? The nation, this word, is not there in the Vedic language. There is no conception of nation. There is conception of varnasa. They are everywhere. Not for any particular nation or any particular country, but everyone. According to quality, first class men, second class men, third class men. And that is there everywhere. Everywhere you go, you find some people first class intelligent, some people less than him, some people less than him, up to fourth class, that's it. And then fifth class. So, everything is there in Bhagavad Gita. Now, you try to implement perfect human life. Let any sociologist, politician come forward. You shall convince them that this is the only way. Why you are wasting time and barking dogs in the United Nations for the last 40 years and doing nothing? What I have said, barking dogs. You have heard it? I have accused them of barking dogs.
Melbourne.
And they published in the paper. Actually, this is fact.
Barking for the last 30 years.
Yes. Nobody has criticized them. They have taken it seriously, otherwise, why they have published? Yes, that's right. Yes, what they have done, except barking. I'm American, I'm Russian, I'm this, I'm that, that's all. If you keep them dogs and hogs and nicely dressed, they go to United Nations and talk of unity, is it possible? Can the dogs and hogs can unite? Come on, sir. You bring all the dogs of this neighborhood and ask them, don't bark now, be peacefully. Will they be able to? The United Nations is like that. They kept as dogs and their advice, now keep peacefully. Is it possible? They have no common sense. First of all, let them become human beings. Conference is going on, big conference, and Jawaharlal has imitated that in the conference there are different languages, different, but if somebody is speaking in any language, he will hear it in your own language. You know that?
Yes,
yeah. United. So in New Delhi he has done that.
Oh, awesome.
This Askel Thar now I have done my duty. Oh, that's nice. That's our definition, that anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is either in these four groups, that's final. You just try to prove it. Krishna Maharaj, you have any doubt about it?
No.
Anyone? Navana duskitinam mulha prabaddante naranava maya pritagyana asuri bhavamad. Did very nicely push Krishna consciousness movement vigorously. To keep the people in ignorance, like dogs and hawks, what is the value of advancement of knowledge? So many universities. Discuss this point, our charge, explain to them, and let someone defend and someone talking for and again, decide.
Namam duskriti namada?
But then this is fact. It is fact, but even if we do not accept it, what is wrong there? Find out. We don't find any wrong, everything, because Krishna says there's all right. Because they will say it is too sectarian. That anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is a most miscreant, sinful, an ass, and worst of the mankind. He has lost his all knowledge. This is our accusation. Now defend. Any gentleman will protest because I am such a respectable gentleman and because I do not take to Krishna consciousness, then I fall among these groups. What is this? They will say, now you have to prove that you are not a gentleman.
Gentleman means one who is cultured. So, culture is not of the body, but of knowledge.
But what do they mean by culture? First of all, the question will be, what do you mean by culture?
There's some idea of progress involved, advancement of life. Otherwise, there's no need for any kind of progress. One remains as a child.
Yes. There is a culture means advancement in knowledge. We say he is a gentleman of culture. That means he's advanced in knowledge. So, what is the advancement of knowledge? Next question.
Told Arjuna that was to know that he was factually not his body.
Yes, that is advancement of all. Otherwise, what is the difference between this bird and the human being? He is also dancing very jolly, but he has no knowledge that he is not this body. So, the human being also remains falsely jolly, without any knowledge of his existence, then what is the difference between the birds, dogs, and human beings? Why we say low-grade animals? He's living in his own way. He has got all the facilities of eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. But you have all the same thing. So where is the difference between you and him? Why you say advance in knowledge?
Nowadays they say that they're advanced in knowledge even without any sophistication at all. Well, Arjuna, when he was giving these arguments to Krishna...
No, don't bring Arjuna now. He's just speak on common sense platform.
As soon as they
bring Arjuna, they think it is sectarian. We're talking on human common sense. What is advancement of knowledge?
Advancement of knowledge, if they're advanced, why do they have to die? the animals are dying, and they're accepting that, but and the human beings also are dying. But why does he have to die if he's advanced in life?
Even if you're advanced in knowledge, you still have to die.
The advancement of knowledge is to distinguish between what is temporary and what is eternal.
Discuss how it goes.
They may say, though, that even the human beings, the necessities are there, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
Everyone is doing. What is your advancement of knowledge? The body, chirping, dancing, they're living, they're sleeping, they have got sex. So everyone is doing. What is your advancement of knowledge?
We carry out these activities in relationship with the eternal soul, so that by performing the activities, one is gaining knowledge.
Yes. So provided you have got the knowledge of the soul, then you are advanced than the birds and beasts. Otherwise, where is the advancement? Athata brahma jigyasa. The human being, they can inquire about the spirit soul. These birds, beasts, they cannot.
Then we find so many purported religious people, just like Christians, they may say, well, I believe in the soul, but nonetheless, they're going on with their materialistic civilization.
That means you do not know seriously about the soul. You have simply an idea, but you do not know in detail. Just like they say, the Christian, God is great, but they do not know who is God and what is the meaning of greatness. That they do not know. They accept this theoretically or really as sentimentally, God is great. Just like your state says, in God we trust. As soon as I inquired, what kind of trust and to whom, there is no reply. That means they do not know what is God, what is trust. As a matter of slogan, they write, that's all. Even the state heads, and not to speak of the nonsense, ordinary citizens. Seriously taking is a very important question. They should have replied. But they do not know how to reply.
With all of the situations that take place in the material world, they may not be able to see how God is actually active in the material world. That whether there's a war or whether there's
why you should remain in ignorance how God is acting. If you're serious about God, then you must know. Just like a statesman, he knows how government is acting. Ordinary man, he knows government is acting, but he does not know how he government is acting. But advanced in knowledge, they know what is the constitution, how the government is acting. That is the difference. Therefore, lawyer is appointed when there is some trouble. He can find out where is the defect. That is an advancement.